Hello, do you know who I am? Yes, that's right. I have come to apologize for my son. I've heard he's been bullying you. Can I come in? Thank you. Is anyone else home? Okay, good. Then we can talk in private. First of all, I just want you to know that I'm truly sorry for what he's put you through at college. We always say that things will get better after high school, but there will always be bullies and punks at all stages in life. I'll cut right to the chase. I thought I had raised my kid better. I'm embarrassed and feel guilty. I didn't think he would do something like this. But then last night, I heard him talking with his friends on his computer. He was telling them a ton of nasty things he'd done to you. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Then he started talking about your mother, who I know to be a wonderful person. I lost it when I heard him call her a slut and said that he was, pardon my language, fucking her. I barged into his room, and before he could mute his microphone, I made it abundantly clear why I know that he has not been fucking anyone. I'm sure he will have a great time explaining that to his friends tomorrow. Anyway, I thought telling you that might cheer you up a little, but from what I understood, the bullying has been ongoing for quite some time, is that right? The whole semester? That stupid kid. I'm sorry, my son doesn't know this, but I was bullied through college as well. I enjoyed casual hookups. It quickly got around how I was apparently screwing anyone that asked. Slut-shaming is nothing to joke about. It can hurt people for a long time. When he said those things about your mother, it triggered something inside me, and I want to put him in his place. So I thought about ways I could make it up to you, and I think I came up with a good solution. Hopefully it won't only just make you feel better. It'll also let you get back at my son. Okay, hear me out. He was saying really rude things about your mother. He said she's a cheap whore and screwed her way through life. He claimed that she gave really good... Never mind. Bottom line, he likes to make up stories about people. So how about we create a story of our own? He fantasizes about fucking your mother. So how would you like to fuck his mother? I'll show you the things he'll never get to do. And before you say anything, I'm 100% serious. I know I'm good looking for my age. I haven't lost my tight tummy despite my curves. I've been called a MILF a few times, even by his friends when he wasn't there, and they didn't think I could hear them. But none of them will ever get to see or touch a woman like me. But you can. Would you like to see my body? Don't know what to say? Well, how about you take a moment to decide while I undress myself? You don't have to look away. Watch me strip. Down to nothing but my panties. Are you feeling embarrassed? Could it be that you're a virgin? Oh, honey. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Not at all. And if you'd let me, I'd be honored to pop your cherry. You have nothing to worry about. There is no pressure to impress me. So don't be shy. I've been around. I'd be glad to share some knowledge with you. I can show you the way around a woman's body. You think I'm attractive, don't you? Yeah? So just enjoy yourself. You can look as much as you want. Eat me up with your eyes. My full breasts just waiting to feel your hands on them. My curvy hips and tight tummy down to my thick thighs and ass. Oh, that got a little reaction out of you, didn't it? Do you happen to be a thigh person? I got the right figure in that case, don't I? I still got that little gap I know you boys like. If you like my thick thighs, what do you think of my ass? You like my mole? Thank you, darling. I don't think anyone has ever said that before. Well, I'm glad you like what you see. What do you say? Wanna have some fun? Just thinking about what my son has done to you and what he said about your mother. It pisses me off, quite frankly. And I know that nothing I can say will make it okay. But I can help you piss him off in return. You and me. Together. Let's teach that brat a lesson. Yeah? Good. I'm glad. And like I said, there's no pressure here. I'll be your tutor. Come, I'll show you. Besides, these are things you'll learn best by doing. Give me your hands. You've been staring at my breasts as I was talking here. How does it feel to be cupping the infamous double D's? They're bigger than your hands. So try to extend your palm as wide as you can and really grip them. Yeah. Like that. Don't be afraid. Squeeze them for me. You won't hurt me unless you try to. So go ahead, go wild. There we go. They're all yours, baby. Is this the first pair of boobs you get a touch like this? No, I'm sorry. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just cute to see you so immersed in my breasts. I like it. Hey, look up here for a second. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Are you okay with kissing? Good. I always liked kissing. I like kissing you. You want more tongue? Okay. I like that. You can tease my nipples some more. Gently. You're doing great. But I came here to help you feel better. So, do you want me to take care of you, baby? Yeah? Perfect. I will show you what I can do. Sit down on the couch. I'll take off your pants. Oh my, your cock is really straining against your boxers. We can't have that. Let's get it out, shall we? That's better. Wow. Great, even. You have a really nice cock, honey. One of those cocks you just know that it will feel both good and taste amazing. I won't lie. It's been a while since I've been with anyone. But the smell and the way you're looking at me, fuck, it turns me on so much. You make me feel young again. Yes, I was right. You taste amazing, darling. I'm just gonna enjoy myself a little here. I'm sorry. I didn't know how much I'd miss this. I remember. Pull up and I was just gently brush my teeth beneath your head like this. Yes, that shut it right there is what I'm talking about. The more basic licking base to tip. Swirling my tongue around your head. And all that jazz. I forgot how fun it was to suck cock. And yours is something special. I love it. Yes, absolutely. You're gonna make the person you end up with very happy with this. And I'm lucky I get to be the first. I'm gonna try and take you deeper. Actually, here. Put your hands behind my head. I'm gonna take you as deep as I can. And you can thrust your cock into my throat. I'll keep my hands in your hips. And if I clench my hands, it means they want to let me go, okay? Until then, you don't have to worry. Just use your best judgment and we'll be alright. Okay. Go, baby. Let me have a... Oh, fuck. No, don't worry. I'm fine. Fuck, that was hot. You did good. How did it feel? You seem to be really into it. I'm glad. I thought so. Something important I want to say for future reference, though. Not every girl will be okay with this. Even if you have a girl blowing you, it doesn't mean she's okay with you taking hold of her like that. Never do it without consent, alright? Always have a way to let each other know if things go too far. Do you understand? Good boy. Do you want to do it again? You can finish in my mouth if you want to. Or I could show you what real sex is like. Personally, I think we should go all the way. I don't think this is enough to teach my son a lesson yet. Yeah? Perfect. I don't think I could hide it even if I wanted to. I'm sure you've realized that I'm really into you right now. You've got me more turned on than I've never been in years. It's true. I mean, come on. I still have my panties on. Can't you see how wet I am? And if I remove them... Yes, as I thought. Did you see how they stuck to my thigh? I have lived a boring single mother life for far too long. I didn't know it, but I needed this. And you, baby, you're the one doing this to me. So, just lean back. And I'll straddle you, if that's okay. I'll do any position for you. If you leave it to me, I'll get on top. I love to look down at the precious I'm riding. Like this. What's going through your head right now, darling? You got a naked woman on your lap just begging for your cock and her big breast right in front of your face. All because her son is a stupid bully. I doubt you'd ever imagine this would happen. You want to fuck me? You do, don't you? Say it. Good boy. But since we're doing it raw, you'll have to pull out, okay? You think you can do that? Good. Then I'll take your cock. Look, watch as your cock disappears into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's all gone. It's all inside me. I guess that means I popped your cherry. Congratulations, you're no longer a virgin. Are you ready for me to start moving? All right, let's do it. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Your cock really fills me up to the brim. Oh, it's just so, so fucking good. You feeling okay, baby? Oh, does it feel good for you? Oh, I'll increase my pace a little, all right? Oh, God, yes, yes. Oh, you want to suck on my breasts? Of course. I'll lean closer over to you here, darling. Fuck. Oh, your tongue and my nipples feel great. You're a great lover, sweetie. Yes. Grab my thick ass, too. Oh, you can do what you want in my body right now. It's the least I can do to make up for you. A squeeze. Yes. Yes, like that. I love it. I love it. You're making me feel so fucking good. Oh, I'm so happy I can do this for you. I can't believe how my son could bully you. He needs to be taught a lesson. He thinks slut-shaming is fun. If only he knew what his mom is doing. Fuck. Oh, kiss me. Fuck. Baby. I have an idea. It's bad. Do you know what would really piss him off? When you want to come, don't pull out. Okay, come inside me. Yeah, I want it. I know it's bad, but I really want it, darling. Fuck, that got you going, didn't it? You like that idea? Coming inside the mom of the asshole who's bullying you? I like that idea, too. I like it a lot. Are you getting close? I am. I'm real fucking close. Yeah, you want to breed me? Do it. Come inside me, darling. Shoot your load inside me. I want you to feel your hot cum in my pussy. Yes, do it, baby. Fuck, I need it. I need you. Come for me. Oh my God. Baby, you're coming inside me. I can feel it. It's so warm. You're so hot. It's all thick inside me. Fuck, oh, darling. That was great. You did so well. Good job. You know those things that when you try them, you think, how could I ever live without them? That's my thoughts about you right now. You were amazing. Am I too heavy for you? No? Good. I don't want to get off of you yet. How are you feeling? Was sex everything you've dreamt of? I'm glad I could make it worth your while. You know, it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. No, I didn't plan on anything, but I wouldn't mind doing it again. I'd be very happy and flattered if you want me. Yes, of course I'd be flattered. It's always flattering to be appreciated by someone you like. I don't care when people call me MILF, mostly. It's just obnoxious because I don't care about them. But if you called me a MILF, I'd be very happy. Well, thank you. I'm glad. I'd be very happy to have sex with you again. I can be your personal call girl. It's nice to have someone that can make me feel young. My days of hookups and clubbing are far gone. But if I have you, I don't think I need anything else. Anyway, you're going to school tomorrow, right? If my son is fucking with you on campus, what will you say? You gotta tell him something that only you can know about me. Tell him his MILF mom has a nice beauty mark in her ass. And if he keeps screwing with you, give me a call. I'll give him a piece of my mind. And I'll come over here to give you the rest of me. Does that sound good, darling? Thank you. As bad as it is for me to say this, I kind of hope he'll give you an excuse to call me. But even if he doesn't, I'll keep my phone on for you.